This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come with me now down into the data tables of the most recent report on the Consumer Price Index. 9.1% in June. That's overall year on year. We got that news last week, as you know. But it can be helpful, we believe, in moderation, to dig a little bit into the various component parts of those high-profile government reports. So, to data table number one we go, Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers, U.S. city average by expenditure category, June 2022. And right there on line two of the expenditure category, you find food. And just below that, food at home, the price index of which went up 12.2% in June from a year ago. A lot of people are cutting back on their spending. We've talked about that. But groceries are a tough one, right? You got to eat. And trying to keep costs down at the grocery store can be tricky, thanks to how those stores are designed. And also, oh, by the way, human nature. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra takes us along on one of her grocery runs in New York City.
This isn't going to be a huge shopping trip. I usually go a few times a week. Plus, I'm doing this on foot. The first thing on my list is an avocado. They're right near the entrance. Bam. Done. Got one. Next up, lemons. Got them. Cucumber, peaches, ginger, then watermelon. Where is the watermelon? I start doing circles around the produce section and find the pine nuts, which I also need.
These don't even have a price on them.
Eh, into the cart. I turn right, and the watermelon is tucked away in a fridge in the corner.
Excuse me.
Now, I don't need a whole watermelon. So there's the chopped kind for $3.99 a pound. And then there's sliced with the rinds on for $1.99 a pound. I'm trying to figure out which is the better deal. And, you know, people need to get by with their carts. So the anxiety starts creeping in. Like, maybe I need to get out of the way.
Maybe this one.
I pick the sliced ones. Anxiety is common for grocery shoppers, apparently.
And it forces you to make a decision very fast, right?
Magdala Adeleke is a certified financial therapist.
It's like, okay, I don't have time for this. Let me just grab something and go.
Which means you spend less time analyzing the price. Now, I'm vibing with this music, singing it in my head, like, leave me breathless, go on, go on. Remember this band, The Coors? They were big in the early 2000s. Aaron Ahuvia teaches consumer behavior at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. He says supermarkets choose their music carefully.
Oftentimes they'll play music that's a little bit older, because it brings up these nostalgic feelings, and that is a positive experience for a lot of people.
And if you're in a good mood, maybe you'll buy more. I pick up some smoked salmon and spend a while trying to figure out which maple syrup to buy. And then I head to the spice aisle for vanilla extract and cinnamon. I grab the store brand, which is only 99 cents. Katrin Helens teaches marketing at the University of North Carolina, and she says grocery stores often steer you toward their brands, because the store makes a higher profit on them.
But those products typically also have a lower price point, which may also be good for the consumer.
It's hard to know when a discount is actually good for you, though. Like Aaron Ahuvia from the University of Michigan says when something's on sale, that can trigger fear in shoppers.
And by this, I specifically mean a fear that you're going to lose out, that this is a rare opportunity.
And that fear can make you buy stuff you don't even want. What I do want is chicken thighs, so I grab some of those and then turn into the milk and cheese aisle on the far end of the store. I can't leave without almond milk. Katrin Helens says the location is intentional. The stuff you need, it's always in the back.
Why is that? Because it makes you sort of go through the entire store.
I'm approaching the finish line, almost at the register, and oh my God, it's a wall of ice cream. Cartons of cookies and cream, brownie cheesecake, chocolate pretzel swirl. Helen says retailers are always trying to create impulse moments.
And especially in supermarket context, the margins are so thin.
And Magdala Adeleke, the financial therapist, says these impulse buys, they get to that part of our psyche that's like, you know, it's been a tough day.
It's like, you want to feel worthy. If I, you know, indulge in this item, I work so hard, I am worth it, right?
But I keep going around the corner. And how helpful. The toilet paper and paper towels have been strategically placed at the end of an aisle right before the register. Helen says supermarkets don't necessarily want you to overspend because then you might not come back.
but they really want to make sure that whatever you want to spend on groceries, that you do it at their store.
At the register, I find out the pine nuts are $4.99 for a teeny little packet.
Okay, I'm going to leave them.
Without the pine nuts, it's $51.37, a little more than usual, thanks to a few items I don't get every time. Looking at you, maple syrup. I lug my bags home, exhausted. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.